It's a case which could threaten the very business model of the gig economy, including companies like Uber and Menulog. Food delivery giant Deliveroo is being accused of exploiting its riders, and one of them is taking the company to court, demanding it pay his outstanding wages. David Chow reports.
Jeremy Rind works 9 to 5 in an office in Canberra, but for 10 months, he was also a rider for Deliveroo, trying to make some money on the side. Just how little money he made came as a complete surprise.
Yeah, I was quite shocked. It was upsetting, and it was a struggle to realise that I've been doing all these hours, and in effect, it wasn't really worth it.
The minimum wage is just under $20 an hour, but Jeremy was paid less than $9 for each meal he delivered on his bike to a customer's doorstep. And when he was waiting for an order, he got nothing.
I contacted Deliveroo and they weren't interested in hearing what I was talking about. They fogged me off. The only next step was to start a legal case.
Backed by the Transport Workers Union, Jeremy Rind is now taking the food delivery giant to the Federal Circuit Court, claiming outstanding wages, penalties and superannuation. The union's national secretary is Michael Kane.
This case is about gross underpayment. It's about wage theft. It really indicates the level of exploitation that's going on in the gig economy when a rider can turn up for work, not get a guaranteed wage at all, and then when he does get paid, gets paid barely half of the minimum wage.
At the heart of this case is a dispute over whether the delivery riders are contractors or employees. Contractors aren't entitled to the minimum wage, sick leave or other benefits because they're considered to be their own boss. But a number of Deliveroo workers have told the ABC that was not the case, and they had no real control over how, when, or where they worked. One rider, Mark, says he felt pressured to work long hours and to give up weekends.
I worked more than a year with no weekends off. How can I feel? I feel exploited, humiliated.
But Mark says he had no choice.
What I can do? It's better earn $10 per hour, $5 per hour, than nothing. I need to buy food for my family.
Gig economy expert Dr. Sarah Kane from the University of Technology in Sydney says the case against Deliveroo will turn on how much control the company has over its contractors.
I think there's definitely a case to be heard, and I think the sham contracting provisions, it will be interesting to see how they're interpreted in this particular court.
In a statement, Deliveroo has defended its practices, pointing to the freedom and flexibility of its work arrangements. The company says its riders work an average of 15 hours a week, earning over $22 per hour. Jeremy Rind says it's actually not about the money now. He's fighting for better conditions for those still in the industry.
This case will have implications for all other delivery riders and drivers, not just with Deliveroo, but with Uber Eats and Menulog and other companies like that. So there's tens of thousands of Australians that are potentially affected by this case.
That's former Deliveroo rider Jeremy Rind, ending that report by David Chow.